Good morning. My name is Chloe Brown Gregory, and I will be your hostess for today's episode. I would like to welcome you to the Queens of Literature podcast. On this channel, I discuss the careers and lives of women which led to literary greatness in Canada. Today, we will be talking about the lovely Patricia Kathleen Page, aka PK Page, or when referring to her artwork, PK Irwin. Patricia was born on November 13th, 1916, and she passed away January 14th of 2010. Throughout her 94 years in the world, she became a poet, a novelist, a scriptwriter at the National Film Board, a journalist, a teacher, and an artist, among other things. It's safe to say she was a very skilled woman. Another thing she accomplished was becoming a mother. She married William Arthur Irwin in 1953 and divorced in 1990. Together, they had three children, Patricia Morley, Sheila Irving, and Neil Irwin. There's not much to know about her family. She was born in Swanage, United Kingdom, but moved to Red Deer, Alberta at the age of three. She settled here with her parents and brother. She was very educated and traveled abroad to enhance her enlightenment. She wasn't poor, nor was she extremely rich in her early upbringings. She went to Calgary, Winnipeg, Brazil, and New York. In Brazil and New York, her studies were focused on the arts. She lived many places, either for her work or her husband's. For example, St. John, New Brunswick, and Montreal, where she was a filing clerk and historical researcher. Then on to Australia, where her husband was High Commissioner, and in Brazil and Mexico, where he served as an ambassador. They then settled in Victoria, British Columbia, where she was dedicated to her work. Now on to the career aspect of this segment. She created 8 children books, as well as dozens of books of poetry, and an array of novels. As I mentioned earlier, she also created works of art, under the name PK Irwin, which began in Brazil. With all the knowledge and events she must have witnessed as she traveled, you have to wonder what is her inspiration? What drives her? What is she basing this piece off of? Small reminder, she lived through both world wars, which led to other life-changing events. Her first work ever published were poems in the Unite of Pines in 1944. Her first book, The Sun and the Moon, a mythic novel, was published the same year. For this book, she wrote as Judith Cape. From then on, she wrote many other pieces. For example, to say the least, A Flask of Seawater and its sequel, The Goat That Flew. The Hidden Room was her last publication a year before she passed. These are only a few of many of her works. She won the Governor General's Award for Poetry in 1957 and was also appointed a Companion of the Order of Canada in 1999. After listening to today's episode, I hope you've discovered more about one of Canada's strong-willed, successful women. Tune in next week to learn about Catherine Hernandez. From now, goodbye.